Mike Krzyzewski joins us. I've known Mike for a very long time. Did the show down there at Duke University one year and sat at a sports bar out on the outside there, and there was about 200 or 300 people. And, of course, Mike has the background of military as he went to West Point, coached at West Point, and has always been very, very supportive of the troops and everything. And he joins us. We're here in South Korea. Mike, good to have you with us.
Yeah, great to – first of all, it's great that you're doing this. In the early 70s, I was actually stationed in Korea, right near the DMZ at Camp Pelham, and it's changed a lot since then, and over four decades, and over, you know, it's amazing. And I wanted to also let you know, that one of our great mutual friends, Bob Brown, four-star general, who's in charge of all of our troops in the Pacific, is going to retire in October. And what a stud guy. And I'm going to actually, he made it available for me so I could come. I'm going to go up to Fort Myer in mid-October and a kid that I recruited out of Michigan who came to West Point and was a great player, but also became one of our country's best leaders. And I know you and Bob are great friends.
Yeah, we had hoped to see him on this trip, but because of the oncoming typhoon that they're expecting in the area, he had to cancel. But I will see you at Fort Myer, by the way, on October the 17th when he retires. So I'll see you when we have a chance to get together, all of us there. Let me ask you a little bit about college basketball. You have always been somebody, when I've talked to you about the sport and everything, you've always been very candid about its warts and its successes and everything. Where is this game today? I mean, there has been some problems with coaches, assistant coaches, and recruiting and all of that stuff. What's your feeling about the game and the way it's administered today, Mike?
Well, it's in confusion, I think. And it doesn't seem that way because it makes a billion bucks and supports the entire NCAA. And that's what the men's college basketball tournament does. It supports everything. 99% of the money that supports the NCAAs comes from the tournament. So financially, it's a cash cow, but it has not kept up to date with what happens before a youngster enters and with what happens after a youngster exits. And I think we have a great chance of creating some positive push in a good direction with Mike Bray being the head of the Coaches Association. But really, we're caught in that bureaucratic coma that we've never done it before, and we have to do it the same as we always have done it, and everything around the game has changed, but we haven't changed, and what's happening, Ron, is the NBA, one, they may have high school kids come in, in a couple of years. We'll see if that actually happens, but if that does happen, then they're going to change the G League, and there'll be, my prediction, there'll be more, at least one more draft round. Kids will be coming in, and they're going to upgrade that G League. And my feeling is the G League eventually could have a TV contract, because they're going to want to showcase those kids. And we as a college basketball community, if we don't think that affects us, we're wrong. The lifeblood of our sport are the players, not the coaches, not the administration. And we need to make sure that, we keep up to date with what's happening for them and what we can do for them while they are, while they are in college.
We've got a couple of players here from the high school, the Blackhawks. That matter of fact, the whole football team is here, Mike, and they're lined up here and wanting to ask some questions. So let me have your name, young man.
I'm Jaden Brinkerhoff. I'm a junior here at Humphreys High School. And my question is, what were the thoughts going through your head as you've coached your first college-level game?
Well, how lucky I was, you know. It was a dream come true, you know. And besides that, son, I was coaching at my alma mater. And they were 7-44 for the 2 years before I took over. And we played Lehigh in our first game, and we won 54-29. And I thought I had won the national championship. And since then, 45 years of being a head coach, it's still a thrill to coach my team and have the privilege of being a coach. That's what I wanted to be my whole life, and, you know, God was good for me, good to me. The basketball gods were good to me.
We have another student here. Go ahead. Your name?
Hi, my name is Bobby Dussard. I'm a sophomore at Humphreys High School, and I was wondering what's one of the first things you look for in an athlete?
Well, you know, we look for three things. You know, one, he's got to be talented. You know, he's got to be good enough to help us compete for a national championship. He doesn't have to be one and done, but he has to be a really good player. He also, and they're all at the same level. He has to be a good student because we have a great university. So he has to understand why academics are important in your development. And the third thing is character. He has to be a good kid. You know, we watch how he interacts with his teammates, his parents, how he's coached in high school, AAU, and if one of those things is missing, then we don't recruit him, no matter how talented a youngster is. And as a result, I've been able to coach some extraordinary young men, and they've made winning more enjoyable and a lot easier because they've been team players.
Mike, I have said this on the air a number of times since I was down at Duke and did the show down there, you and I, one night, because it's a story that has stuck with me. I told people and have said it many times before. I asked you the question that you have the reputation of not screwing up a kid when he gets into the program. What do you look for when you recruit? And you told me the story of going into a recruit's home, whether it's one parent or two parents, and you ask the parents a question, and out of the corner of your eye, you look to see whether the recruit is rolling his eyes when his parents are answering the question. And I asked you, what does that tell you? He said, and you said to me, it tells me they respect authority. And that has stayed with me forever.
No, and it's true, and you know that, Ron. But also it means that they've already been on a team, and the most important team they'll ever be on is their family team. And if they recognize that at that age, then they'll probably be a good team member of our team. But if they don't recognize it, then we're in a lot of trouble if we recruit that kid.
We've got a young man that's here, and he looks like he could be a recruit for you. How tall are you?
6'7".
6'7", and you look like a basketball player, I swear. What's your name?
I'm Colin Metcalf.
Colin Metcalf?
Colin Metcalf.
Colin Metcalf. Go ahead for Coach.
Coach K, I have a question. Since we're, like, here overseas and we can't really get scouted by, like, college coaches and stuff like that, what would be a good suggestion for all of us basketball players out here to get scouted? Like, would you recommend videos or?
Right. And you're at Humphreys. So is that at Camp Humphreys? Or
yeah, it's Camp Humphreys. At? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm familiar with that. One, you know, if you have an interest in a school or a number of schools, your coach should write that staff and say that you have an interest and send videos. Obviously, I don't think, you know, guys are going to fly to Korea, you know, but unless when they see something, you know, there's something really good. But they also can see, like, can this kid help us? And you know what? I would ask my coach when he sends a video to just ask that coaching staff, and whatever level, it can be at Division III, II, I, you know, they're, you know, playing college basketball doesn't have to be at Division I, and where you could have a great experience. There are a lot of great, great schools and programs where you can enjoy the game and get a quality education and then move on to your life. But I would ask, when you send a video or the coach sends a video, say, give me an honest evaluation. Don't tell me, you know, don't blow smoke at me, all right? Give me an honest evaluation, and that would help you make more of an honest decision about a better decision about where you want to pursue your education. But coaches will look at tapes. You know, there's no question about that. My guy, we get a lot of kids from all over the world.
We got about 20 seconds, Coach.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I would do.
Mike, I want to thank you. Every time I've called you, you've been right there for me. I love these trips. You know what they mean to me. And it's the best thing, I've said this many times, the best thing I've ever done in my career. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in October at Fort Myer for General Brown's retirement. Take care, my friend.
Yeah. All right, Ron, you're a stud, my friend. All right.
Take care. Again, right, Coach bye. K, Mike Krzyzewski, 5 NCAA championships. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline from South Korea.